2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to DFS Army's first look into breakdown brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of rake-free daily fantasy sports. I'm Cash Gag, and today I'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown using Fantasy Draft as line of construction, top plays, as well to answer any questions you might have. But before that, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn off those notifications so you know when I go live. Also, if you're not a member of DFS Army, then please sign up using the link below or in chat using promo code Twitch to save yourself 20% off your lifetime membership, and that includes all sports. And we crushed. I'll show you some screenshots here, some users over the weekend. Had a great weekend in PGA, just starting up. We cover that as well, no additional cost. And as NFL's winding down, we had a $30,000 winner in NFL as well. So, again, and just keep on rolling. Come on over and join us. So, audio super high pitch.
Is that better? Renaville, you got me? I was messing around with things and I must have left it on. So you get to hear the chipmunk version of me, I guess. I was messing around with my stream deck and I can only imagine what that sounds like. But I was messing around playing with a few different things and I must have left it turned on. My apologies. But I'll have to go back and listen to it if I had the chipmunk version turned on. But how's everybody doing, man? It's a nice 9-game slate. Like I said, we're going to talk about fantasy draft a little bit. They have a $30,000 GPP today, man. It's a nice one. $25 entry. What's great about it is the no rake. But the best thing about that thing is I love it. 10% for first, 2x men. So 3K for first, 2x your buy-in. So if you get min cash, you're $50. And that is something that I absolutely love, man. What's up? What's up, T-Baggers? How you doing, brother? Yeah, man, that Millie controversy is just crazy, man. I'm just staying away from that whole thing. There's more things to worry about than that whole deal. It's kind of blown way out of proportion for me. It is what it is, man. Just, again, I'm worrying about what I'm worrying about, trying to make some money. You get caught up in all that kind of stuff. It kind of takes away from your time and energy to really focus on what's important, man. And that's, you know, just you. Focus on you. Focus on what's good for you. And all that stuff will work its way out because you can get caught up in all that stuff and it's just absolutely a mess. So before we jump too much into that, let's head on over here a little bit and check out some of these winners, man. We're talking about how we had a good weekend. We had some folks who had a really good weekend. Yeah, over here. DK. DFS member JoshPo02, man. 30K in the NFL 1 million Sunday special. Just looks like 1.3 points off of having a six-figure day. But yeah, man. Congratulations to you, man. It's freaking awesome. 30K, have to love it. You know, as NFL's winding down, we still have great coverage on it, man. So head on over there and check all that out. PGA, Beavis 30, splitting it first. At 100K up top, we had two members in this that took part of the split. We got Beavis 30 here for 8,600, and we also have J-Man, old fellow vet. Or actually, he's still in. I think J-Man's still active duty Air Force, but he's been in for over 20 plus years. But both those guys, man, congrats. Yeah, $8,000. Gotta love that. I think Beavis actually had like a 11K day and only put in $300, man. His ROI was insane. So, again, man, head on over and check our stuff out. We just don't have basketball. We got a little bit of everything, and it's all the same price. Same price. Use that promo code Twitch, 20% off, and get everything. So, congrats to everybody. All right. That was the top optimal DK lineup in PGA 2. Yeah, that's even awesome. That was the optimal, and it won, which is insane. Look at a little fantasy draft here. Big contest. Now the NFL is winding down. You'll see a lot of the sites start to pick up a little heavier NBA. So they got, 30K pick and roll NBA here over fantasy draft. It's just a little over half full. Again, no rake. You're not paying that 16% like you are at FanDuel and DraftKings. And one thing that's great about it is the prize pool structure. 10% for first, man. You got to love it. Even if you get fourth for 1,000, if you go look at some of these other tournaments on FanDuel and DraftKings, you'll see 100K up top. And then by the time you get to, say, 10th, you're less than $1,000. So, if you're playing on a smaller bankroll and wanting to build a bankroll, these are way better contests to play. Only have to beat 1,200 entries instead of, 20 or 30,000. Chasing that top prize, there's a lot of luck involved when it comes to it. You got to know that when you're entering those top-heavy contests like that are rake, you're playing for first, and that's it, because it's really hard to make a profit in those with how they have structured and how top-heavy they are. So, really pay attention to that, what you're playing. And over here with no rake, it just makes a lot more sense. And again, max entries is only 36. You're not playing those 150 entries. Or if you want to do a controversy, 300, you're not playing that. So 36 limit. It's a really good contest to get into. I'm going to play a few bullets in here tonight. And I think it's a contest where you don't have to max it out to, have a chance at winning it. You could throw 5-10 lineups in there. Because there's only 1,200 entries, you can easily knock it out. So let's dive into this thing, man. Let's first look at the news. I'm going to take myself off here so we can completely see everything. Because there's a lot of news to go through. It just seems like last week, man, everyone had the injury bug. If people weren't pushing refs or mocking refs like Draymond or pushing refs like IT2, all the injuries that hit, it's just been a crazy week. So as we look into this and go through this, it's just looking at the injury list is just insane. And as you know, over at DFS Army, we post that every morning. CG's been nice enough to post that link every morning, and then we'll update it as we get more news. But there's a ton of it today for a 9-gamer, and something that we have to stay on top of. So I'll try to go through the top news first. Porzingis is out. So, it's the Luka Doncic. So, Dunn's a good defender, but when you get a guy like Luka, he can basically do whatever he wants to. He's going to, do all the lifting on that team. Guys like Powell and Kleber are in play, but mostly it's just Luka on that team up against Chicago. D-Russ is out for Golden State. We might see Kai Bowman starting again. I hope he does, because if they run Burks off the bench, I prefer playing Burks off the bench. They're up against Sacramento. When he's in there with Lee at the same time, they kind of hurt each other's usage a little bit. So I think it's better to start a guy like Bowman and then run a guy like Burks off the bench. So let's hope that they continue to do that, and then we can attack Burks a little bit more. Malcolm Brogdon is out. So we can look at probably Aaron Holiday getting that start again. Really, when they start, TJ McCollum is, I think he's questionable or out as well. He's questionable. He sprained his ankle last game. So with Brogdon and if TJ doesn't play, Aaron Holiday is going to play a ton of minutes, and we might see some Sumner. Lamb might carry the ball a little bit there. Sabonis is a good play. So up against that Charlotte team, you got to love Sabonis. They just get beat up in that front court. Kemba Walker is out with an illness, so Marcus Smart is extremely cheap around the industry, so he'll be pretty popular today. And we can look at Brown, Tatum, and those guys. Playing Washington, it's a pace up for them. If Bradley Beal plays, I kind of like it a little bit more. But that team's been playing pretty well, regardless with their injuries that they've had with McCray coming on and whatnot. So, but with Kemba out, we just got to look at Smart. Draymond Green is out with an ankle. So we'll get guys like, you know, Marquese Chriss will see a few more minutes. Pascal's a great GPP option for that. Spellman doesn't really have the ceiling for that, but that front court's going to be a little bit more thin. But I'd probably be just looking at Chriss. It looks like John Collins is probable. He landed really hard on his tailbone a couple games ago. He was way up there, too. I was surprised he got up so quick, but he set the rest of that game. But him coming back, you know, we got to look at Parker and Reddish. They were both out the last game. But if Collins comes back, it's a tough matchup against Denver, so I'm not overly excited. He says he's going to play. We'll just have to look at that news when we get closer to lock, but it's not a great matchup there against Denver. Jonathan Isaac is out. No idea when he's going to come back. If they start a Wando again, he's crap. Just a really low point per minute kind of guy. Not a guy that you really want to attack or anything. So we'll look at, you know, guys like, you know, Vooch, Gordon to pick things up, Fournier for scoring. It's against Brooklyn, so it's a good matchup. Really like Gordon and Vooch here. You know, bigs against Brooklyn, so no problem going there. Bradley Beal's questionable. If he sat again, McCray's going to just keep chucking the rock here. And I don't care if it's against Boston. It's a good defensive matchup, but it depends. Like, if they started him last game, he struggled with the shot, so he didn't put up a ton of points. I kind of would hope they'd start Troy Brown again and put McCray off the bench because – Brown just went off the bench. So I kind of, if Beal is out, I want to play the guy that's in that second unit, not so much the first unit. But one of those guys are going to be in play with their price. Drew Holiday is questionable. If he's out, we'll see Ingram, Ball picking up the slack here with scoring and like fringe plays like Redick or Hart. Don't mind looking at those guys. Lauri Markkanen is questionable with his ankle. If he were to sit, we would look at guys like maybe look at the old Thad Young resurgence here. So Thad Young, no problem looking at him. Wendell Carter Jr. probably get, you know, a few more rebounds there, but that's kind of a key piece of news that we need to watch out for. What else we got here? Bogdan Bogdanovic, Sacramento, he's out. He's got the flu. It's with Fox back, it doesn't do a whole lot for me. You know, you could look at Barnes, he'll probably play a little bit more. You know, Ariza's still there. I can't believe he's still in the league, but basically it's Barnes just seems to be a safe cash play, but the Fox and Hield are the upside plays. They're playing Golden State, so it's a great matchup there for them. Tim Hardaway Jr. is questionable. So guys like you know, we'll see. It was tough the last game out where we thought they would start Brunson, but they end up starting Barea. So if one of those two guys starts, might look at playing one of those guys if you're looking at somebody cheap, but we need that starting lineup to figure out because Brunson didn't even touch the floor until the fourth that game, which is pretty stinking crazy. So we'll have to look at that. And then some of these other guys don't much matter. Bagley's still out. So again, Bielitsa and Holmes are guys we can look at still attacking here. I can't do much Giles, you know, off the bench. Yeah, LeVert's out. He played one game, and that's about it. You know, Jabari Parker being doubtful. If Collins plays, it doesn't really matter. His value would be out. So those are the main guys. Again, get in there and chat and see who we got, see who we're looking at. The pivots, once we get a guy that's out, we'll let you know who the plays are. So definitely make sure you check that out. So let's first look at this first game here where we have Celtics and Washington. It's a 226 over-under, and looks like Boston is favored by 8.5. Again, we talked about Walker being out, so these other guys are going to be a good play. And the first one stands out is Marcus Smart. 9,900 is just way too cheap for him. He's probably a guy you just throw right into cash games. I can see the fade on him in tournaments at that price, but but at 9,900, you know, you have to like that. Over on FanDuel, he's 4,900. DraftKings, 5,200. So he's cheap across the board. He's going to be probably one of your more popular plays on this slate at that price against a great matchup against Washington. So the kind of guy that, you know, you start kind of start your cash games with. Tatum's kind of priced up. Great matchup, but we know we've seen Tatum fail in a lot of spots, so he's not a guy that you might want to look at him at cash games, but a great fade in GPPs because of that. Jaylen Brown, he just continues to get it done. No problem there with Walker out. And then Gordon Hayward. Those are really the only guys that I'm really looking at targeting. Enes Kanter is just too stinking expensive here at 11.7 over here on Fantasy Draft. He's 5.4 on FanDuel, 5.8 on DraftKings. I can make maybe the case a little bit more on FanDuel, but I wouldn't touch this. And then you're looking at, we talked about McRae a little bit. If Beal is out, I'd have more interest here in McRae. 11.2 is still too cheap for him if we get Beal out, but he's only in play for me if Beal is out. So it's just pretty cut and dry here for Washington and Boston. But let's look at just the smart play here. Let's move on to the next game. We have Brooklyn at Orlando. This is a 212 over under, pretty low. Orlando's favored by 5. We talked about, we know Irving's been out forever. We know LeVert's out now. He came back that one game. So Dinwiddie's squarely in play at 14.4. You know, he's priced up towards the ceiling, but he's a great cash play if you're going to fit a price like that. But the guys we really want to look at, to me, are more on the Orlando side. Vooch at 15.3. I think he's a great cash play. I don't think there's a lot of meat left on the bone to go after him. You know, he's 1.31 fantasy points per minute. He doesn't usually see over 32, 33 minutes. So he's kind of limited in his upside. But Aaron Gordon at 12.1, with no Isaac in there, kind of stealing some rebounds, stealing some peripherals away from him. That's a fantastic price for him. He's been a 0.93 fantasy points this season. Flew like his last 2 weeks. He's been about a 1.05. So he's went up a little bit over the last 2 weeks. And so at 12.1, there's definitely meat left on the bone. He's pretty volatile, so I don't know if I would, you know, I think at that price you can play him in cash games, but he's a great tournament play because he's got 40, 50 point upside. So he's a guy I look at. And then they're going to need some size on the Brooklyn side against these big boys for Orlando. So, you know, Jared Allen, if for whatever reason Jordan was not able to go, Allen would see a ton of time here. And that's all he needs, you know. He's Jordan's actually been the more fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks. Jordan's actually been 1.19 and Allen's been about 0.79. But over the season, Allen's a 1.12. So if for whatever reason Jordan wouldn't be able to go, Allen would be a fantastic play down here 10.4. That is just way too cheap. But there's nobody in here that's a must play. I wouldn't play any these fringe guys on a 9-game slate. I would just looking at, you know, Vooch, Gordon for me on the Orlando side, and then Dinwiddie and Allen on this Brooklyn side. Teabaggers, I was talking about Gordon. Gordon and Allen are the guys that really, I think they have a lot of upside in this matchup, and their price just too cheap over here. And if we look at their prices, if we look at Allen's price over on FanDuel, he's 5.1 and DraftKings 5.4. So like you said, if Jordan wasn't going to go, I love Allen. And then Gordon, he's 5.7 on FanDuel, which is stupid cheap. I mean, that's just dumb. On DraftKings, 6K. So anytime a guy's cheaper on FanDuel and he's on DraftKings, you kind of have to look at that a little bit. $19 on Yahoo, too. So just way too cheap for this matchup. Have a lot of love for him. Let's head on over here to Indiana at Charlotte. We have a 208.5 over under. Good Lord, that's low. Indiana is favored by 5. Like we talked about, Brogdon is out. Depot's been out all season. If McConnell sits, we're going to get Aaron Holiday here. He's going to start. Sorry, excuse me. 11.3. Still think that's a fair price you can pay for him. He's a little more expensive than I would like to pay for. And with this over-under kind of low, I think the guy I'm just going to look at in this matchup is Sabonis, man. I mean, he's been a 1.23 fantasy point per minute over the season, and he's just so consistent. Over the last 2 weeks, he's 1.22. I mean, it's just about as consistent as you get. Great cash play. You know, you can beat Charlotte up with the bigs. So, you know, Sabonis does it all. He's probably my favorite play here. If you wanted to look at tournaments and stuff, you could look at Lamb and Warren. You know, Warren can go off at any time. They're going to need scoring from somebody. And maybe they split some time in that second unit if TJ's not able to go. But on the Charlotte side, it's just a tough matchup. Devontae Graham can always go off here. But at 14-4, it's not like he's a give-me price. I think there's better ways to go in this entire slate than here. So I really don't have anything I want to attack on the Charlotte side. For me, it's just the Indiana side, and it's just a bonus and Holiday here. Let's head on over to OKC at Philly. 212.5 over-under. Man, we got a bunch of low over-unders today. And we got Philly favored by 7. So, again, not a matchup that I really want to attack. You know, Embiid's 17-3 here. It's quite the price tag on him. 9-6 on FanDuel, 9-4 on DraftKings. Just not something that I'm really excited about playing. Again, it's a price thing for me, and it's just I don't think we're looking at on Fantasy Draft, we're looking at a 3x here, and I don't think that we get it with him. Ben Simmons at 16-3. Again, he's just kind of priced out for me. Like a lot of these guys. I guess you could talk me a little bit to Tobias Harris at 12-5. I guess I don't mind that. But even then, you look at like Steven Adams at 13K. It's just too expensive. You know, Al Horford at 10-3. Kind of interesting in GPPs, but when this team's fully healthy, it's really hard to pick where the production's going to come from. And even though Embiid's been a 1.53 fantasy point per minute the last couple weeks, you know, he still doesn't see massive minutes. He sees, you know, 31, 32 minutes, and it's really hard for him to get a big ceiling with those minutes. So on the OKC side, again, it's not the greatest matchup in the world. So it's a bad matchup for SGA, Chris Paul, Schroeder at 12-5. They're all priced about right. So there's not a ton of value in this game. And it's a game I'd kind of just almost cross off and move on a slate this big because I don't see anybody that's going to make or break the slate. So let's head on over to Denver at Atlanta. This game's a 223 over-under, so we're getting a little bit better here. Denver favored by 7.5. The Joker, man. The Joker, 16-6. That's a pretty good price for him, especially against Atlanta. He's been picking up a little bit lately. He's at 1.42 fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks, where he's only been a 1.37 over the season. So he's picked up the production a little bit. I don't mind taking him against Atlanta here. Had a couple bad games, had a couple ceiling games, but it's a good matchup for him. If Collins plays, 13-6 is just way too cheap. 13-6 is way too cheap for him. Again, it's not a great matchup at all against Denver. But 13-6, you know, he's going to do it's basically him and Trae Young are going to do all the scoring. And if Collins is going to play, it's going to hurt the ceiling of Trae Young. So I'm looking at more, you know, those are really the only two plays for me on Atlanta. I don't think there's anyone else that I'd really look at. You know, if Collins were to sit, then we could look like at a Alex Lynn, but he's 10-9, so that's not overly exciting to play. He had a good 36-point game there in 27 minutes when all those front court guys were out for Atlanta last game. So we would have to have Collins to sit to want any interest there. Kevin Herter's playing big minutes, but again, it's not like you're getting a discount on him at 11-8. He's 5-4 in FanDuel, which is a good price. Had some pretty monster games the last three. But you know, again, it's the matchup going up against Denver. It's hard to swallow that matchup, but it is at home. If you want to take some stabs at him, you know, I guess I wouldn't mind it at that price. He's been a 0.95 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks, and he's playing massive minutes, 34, 35 minutes. Barton at 13-1 makes a fun GPP play. Anytime you play a pace up against Atlanta and a guy like Barton, he does have upside. That game against Washington was crazy, man. You know, I mean, Washington had like nobody. Beal was out that game too, and they still beat Denver, which is nuts. So look for them to come back, and we've seen over 30 points four games before that for Barton with a ceiling of 44. So don't mind him, but all these guys are priced accordingly. There's not like some super value that you're going to get here. Collins is the guy that I would focus on most at 13.6. That's just too cheap here over on Fantasy Draft. Let's head on over to Utah at New Orleans. 221.5 over under. Looks like Utah is favored by 3. One price stuck out a little bit here. Bojan Bogdanovic, man. Their 11.3 is too cheap for him. Great tournament play at that price. He can hit that 30-plus mark here. Been struggling a little bit. You know, he shot in this game, he put 19 points up against Orlando. He shot 4 for 13. Shot 5 for 13 here against Chicago. So, you know, he's a little bit more scoring dependent where he doesn't get the peripherals. He gets some rebounds, but doesn't get much assist. That's why I tend to look at Joe Ingles. Way better cash play here. 11-2. He's way more consistent because of those assist numbers. You know, he basically runs point guard as long as Conley's out. So, you know, he'll play, you know, in the low 30s. He's been a 1.01 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks, whereas Bogdanovic has been 0.82. So Bogdanovic would be your GPP pivot off of Ingles, but I have no problem playing Ingles in cash at that price. Donovan Mitchell, of course, is always in play with Conley out, but he is priced up to 15K here. We could look at him maybe on FanDuel or DraftKings. FanDuel is 8-1. DraftKings is 8-1. Probably look at him with FanDuel a little bit more there. But I don't think we have to go there. The matchup is great. No problem playing Mitchell against the Pelicans here, especially if Drew Holiday's out. Drew Holiday's out. Yeah, it just opens that up a little bit more. So definitely want to look at him. I don't think Brandon Ingram at 15.9. That's a little pricey. But if Drew Holiday's out, he's going to have to do all the scoring. And he can score everywhere. I'm not worried about him going to the bucket and getting blocked by Gobert. He can score from anywhere on the field, and he will pick up the scoring load a bunch. So he makes a good GPP play at that. If Drew Holiday is out, I don't think I would play a ton of him if Drew was in. 14K for Drew's a little bit interesting. Derek Favors is playing. We want to talk about revenge narrative. He used to play for Utah. 12-7. He's been playing some really good ball lately. He's at 1.23 fantasy points per minute, which is highest in this game over the last 2 weeks. So if you're looking for a guy that's been putting up really good numbers and consistent, look for Derek Favors here at 12-7. Again, we got some ceiling games there at 45 up against the Lakers. And all he needs is minutes, man. He's been crushing. So not a guy I don't mind playing either or. So we'll throw him in here just as a value that seems to stick out a little bit with how he's been playing over the last couple weeks, not so much over the season. Let's head on over to the Bucks and the Spurs. Little Milwaukee and San Antonio. 228 over under. And what is it? We got Milwaukee favored by 7. I think the big one sticks out here. That's good GPP play that's stands out is Lonnie Walker. His minutes is upticked here. He's 6'4", just off the minimum. With some of the injuries that they have, June, yeah, almost forgot Favors played for Utah. Yeah, he did, man. So I'm throwing up there, not much of a revenge game. It's more just of how he's been playing lately. I was just kind of throwing there more of as a joke, but yeah, Favors just playing really great lately. But yeah, I mean, look at Lonnie Walker here. If he's going to hit in this 20, 25 minute mark at 6'4", he's about a 0.87 over the last couple weeks. You have to like that. I mean, that's basically one of your better values on the slate here on fantasy draft. DeJounte Murray, you know, is right there too. But if they're going to play a little bit more Lonnie Walker at that price, I don't mind taking him. If we're looking for a close to a min price guy over here, over on FanDuel and DraftKings, it's probably he's 3.5 and 3.4, so he's a pretty cheap. But yeah, we gotta look at that a little bit again. If you're looking for a cheap guy, DeVonte Murray's 10-1. Again, a price I'm not, you know, he's got upside, but against Milwaukee, that's a little bit, it's a little bit of a tougher matchup, but 10-1, he's got, you know, 40-point upside here, but you're probably looking at low 30s. Giannis at 19-4 is expensive. Not sure that I could pay 19-4 for Giannis here. He's always going to be in play, but I think there are better plays on this slate. But with 117.5 team total, I don't think that we actually have to go to Giannis here. But, you know, Giannis is matchup proof. He's been a 1.75 over his last 2 weeks. So that kind of sounds big, but it's actually down from his 1.9 over the season. So just when they're fully healthy, you know, if he's going to be priced up to that point, I don't think he's a must, but definitely in play. If you want to run him back, you know, let's say a Walker, Aldridge. Aldridge has been playing really good ball. He's been 1.41 fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks, and he's been, just putting up decent numbers. 13.4 is a really good price tag for him. Put up a 60 spot here, a couple 40 spots, a 50 spot, and just here against Milwaukee, put up 35. And at 13.4, I think that's a fair price. If you're going to look at playing a Spur outside of maybe Murray and Walker, it's probably Aldridge for me. On the Milwaukee side, it's really hard for me to play anyone outside of Giannis when they're fully healthy. DiVincenzo is hard to play. He's 7'8", you know, if you're looking for a cheaper guy here. If we want to look at it, Giannis dropped 47 in 28 minutes. So, I mean, he can put up numbers, but 47 ain't going to get it done in 19-4 if they did something, you know, similar. But like I said, Giannis is in play in every slate. It's just, do you want to go that route? Hard for me to play DeRozan and be like that. So really, it's just Giannis on that side. And then I would look at LMA. It's probably my favorite play on the Spurs, not counting Walker if you're trying to punt. Giannis is what? 10-9 on DraftKings? Yeah, that's probably a really good price tag. 11-4 on FanDuel is a little expensive for me, especially when you got Luka on the slate. DraftKings at 10-9, I can sign up for. But the fantasy draft, you know, under 20K, it's doable. He needs to get you just around 60 fantasy points, which he can do. On FanDuel, though, at 11-4, I don't think I love that price. I'd much rather play him on DraftKings. So you said Brogdon, Sacramento Brogdon, Bogdan Bogdanovich from Sacramento is ruled out. Okay. Yeah, that's just we're going right into this game here, Golden State at Sacramento. Actually, no. Let's go to the Bulls Mavericks first. We talked about the unicorn, Porzingis being out. So it's the Luka show here. It's not the best matchup. Again, Dunn's a good defender, but it's Luka Doncic, man, and he does it all. 1.70 fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks. He's priced up, but they lean on him for everything. So if you're going to pay up for somebody, you know, with Milwaukee, they can go a lot of different ways. Even though it's Giannis's team, they can go a lot of different ways. I would much rather play Luka here at this price. He's just way safer if you're going to do a spend up. So he would be my stud I would target, you know, just with the usage that he's going to have. He's going to, you know, over the last 2 weeks, he's had about a 38% usage. We'll probably see over 40% here for Luka. And it's just for cash games. You just it's hard to get away from him. And then here we talked about if Lauri Markkanen sits, Thad Young becomes really interesting in cash games. He's 7-2. Where's he at? He is 7-2 over on FanDuel and DraftKings. He's 4-2 on FanDuel and 3-7 on DraftKings. So he'd be an interesting GP. He'd be an interesting cash piece if Lauri was out at that price. Saw 27 minutes last game against Boston, put up 20. At those prices, you'd be okay with that in cash. So just have to look at the news. Make sure you're in our chat room. And you know, we'll see, you know, Carter and Young picking it up. I don't think we'll see Gafford get a ton of run. You know, he usually plays backup center to Carter. So Young will be the one that'll be playing the power forward here. So I'm not too interested in Gafford at that price. I'm sorry, if Lori's out. It's more Young and Carter for me. Carter at 11-9 is interesting. But yeah, if we're just looking for value. Teabagger says Drew just ruled out. Yeah, so if Drew's ruled out, you got to like Ingram. Ball and Ingram. And then, like I said, Favors. Just makes me like Favors even more. He'll have to do a little bit more scoring. So it would be those three for sure. And on the Bulls side, I mean, LaVine does all the scoring. He's got all the usage. You know, if he does play, you know, 33% usage, 1.19 fantasy points per minute. Problem with him, there's no peripherals. It's usually just he's so scoring dependent. You know, when he put up 35 fantasy points, he had the four steals, would help a ton. But I guess assist numbers are up a little bit more than they usually are. But if you're going to play anyone from the Bulls for scoring-wise with a ceiling, it's definitely LaVine. I think Dunn's going to be real busy trying to guard Luka, so I don't really have a lot of interest there. And then on the Dallas side, like I said, Powell and Kleber. Probably more Powell for me. 9-6. Kleber's 11-4. It's a little too expensive for me for Kleber, but Powell at 9-6 is interesting. But not a ton of, like we talked about, we got to see you starting too, because we saw on the backcourt for Dallas, we did see JJ Barea start. And if he's 8-5 starting, I have some interest there. If he doesn't, and it's Brunson, I'd have some interest at Brunson at 6-2. So let's see who starts in this. But, you know, they can open up some things with whoever starts there. Like Carlisle, you know, what he did dirty to Barea that game. And we're all kind of like, what in the world, man? And if you didn't pivot to Barea and you were still on Brunson, you were kind of cursing that night. So let's make sure we check the starting lineup. And this game is 8:30 lock, so we probably are not going to know. So if we don't know that, I wouldn't touch the situation on FanDuel, but at DraftKings, you can leave a spot open and you can pivot to that. So, yeah, Moore's been playing more for the Pelicans, but it's Etuan Moore, man. That's my issue. Yeah, he's 7-8, put up 1.21 fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks, which is good. It's just, I don't know. I have a hard time playing Etuan Moore. Had a couple ceiling games, but this is against Utah, so it's not the best matchup in the world. But he has seen 21, 29, 25 minutes. I can buy into that. And he had the one massive game where he shot 10 for 20 against Houston and put up a 40 spot. But last game, you know, 2 for 8 with 12 fantasy points, and then 7 for 14, he put up 25. So if you can get on this 25 to 40 mark, I wouldn't mind that. If you're looking for tournaments, he'll be way low owned. Let's head to Golden State and Sacramento. Last game, hammer game, island game, starts an hour and a half after everything else is. You're probably going to want a piece of this game. And the guy that stood out the most for me price-wise with Draymond out is Eric Pascal. 7-2, way too cheap. You know, if he sees 28, if he sniffs 30, he's 3-5 on FanDuel and 3-7 on DraftKings. So another kind of value play we can look at. Been almost a fantasy point per minute over the last couple weeks, 20% usage. You know, if we're looking for value, he's a guy that we've seen the ceiling on him. Haven't seen it in the past. I mean, in the last couple games, but when he does sniff that 28, 30 point mark. I mean, right here, Atlanta, we saw 43 points in 35 minutes. So he has the ability to do it. So I know we got still got Willie Cauley-Stein here. I know that. But, you know, he can play the small forward or the power forward. And this game's another one, too. If you're on DraftKings, really look at who you're going to take off the bench. If they're going to start Bowman and then run Burks off the bench, I love Burks at 12-2. I want to play the guy that's running off the bench. Damian Lee at 11-6. Love that price point as well. There's a lot to love. You could backstack this game, too. Holmes at 12-3. Fantastic price for Holmes. Buddy Hield at 13-6. Like, all these prices are just too cheap. Holmes at 12-3 is just, that's ridiculous against Golden State. He should be able to do whatever he wants to. Let's look at the price tag of him over at FanDuel 6-7, 6-6 over in DraftKings. Been extremely consistent lately. I think he's a guy you could easily plug in your cash games here at 12-3. Gives you at least part of this game. And if we get Burks off the bench, you run it back with Burks. I think you're going to want at least two players from this game. It has a 214.5 over under. Sacramento is favored by 10.5, but, you know, that doesn't mean that Lee or Burks can keep these guys in the game pretty easily. I really don't have a whole lot of love for Bowman. If he starts 6-8, it's okay, but doesn't mean he's going to play a ton of minutes. Burks can come in there and close the second half or second quarter. There's close the half in the game. So I would look at whoever's come off the bench again. Bielitsa 11-4 is okay. I prefer Holmes over Bielitsa, but Barnes 11-3. There's just a ton of guys in this price range that are just too cheap, and any one of them can go off with Bagley and Green out. Just opens up a ton, and D-Russ out. So I would get two or three of these pieces in this game. And yeah, I think that's it. Nine gamer, man. Again, you have to love this. It's just a little over half full. Like I said, 10% the first here for fantasy draft. Get over the rake free, man. Stop paying that 15-16% rake in your tournaments. You know, play your cash games over there. Play your three max, your single entry over on FanDuel and DraftKings, and play your tournaments over here where you're not, you know, burning a ton of money. So look at this, 10% up top, 2X men. That's the kind of structure you're looking for. I wish DraftKings and FanDuel would do a lot more of this. I love tournaments that, you know, I'm sorry, anyone would be happy if you threw on DraftKings and if you have a $400,000 GPP, you don't need $100,000 up top. You don't. Tonight, yeah, they have a $400,000 bounce pass on DraftKings. $450,000 fadeaway, $100,000 up top, $15 buy-in. Just stop it, DraftKings. Make it $45K up top, 10%. People are still going to play it. If you have four, and you just flatten it out, man. So when you get 10th place, make 10th place $4,500. So you feel like you're actually winning a little bit of money instead of chasing it. So frustrating, man. You know, 10th place at DraftKings is $1,500. It's crazy. 100K up top. If you get 10th, you get a measly $1,500. If you max it, you don't even get your money back. So, yeah, Oh Young, 5,700 FanDuel. Yeah, it's just too cheap for Gordon. So, yeah, again, fantasy draft. Get on over here, man. Play some of this with me. Said no rake. They got a lot of other good contests, too. That's the one that's, if you're playing GPPs, I play that before I played anything else. But if that's not your cup of tea, you want to play the $2,000 and one, right here. No problem here. 60 max. Again, 10% up top, 2X men, what you're looking for. They structure contests right. I wish FanDuel and DraftKings would do more of these. If they want to have one other contest be that top heavy, flatten the rest of them out for the rest of us here, man. So without that, let's get after it. I'm going to start working on these cheat sheets. They will be up over on DFS Army within an hour. I'll have them up. I'll update projections here with the Jrue Holiday news and all this stuff. Get in there. Let's get after today, guys. Again, if you're not a member of DFS Army, Use promo code Twitch. Save that 20% off. Love you guys, man. Let's get after it. Deuces.